This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Governor Jared Polis says he's always complied with tax laws, but that they should be changed to ensure the wealthy pay their fair share. Investigative outlet ProPublica examined tax documents from a number of the country's richest politicians, including Polis, and found that in many years he paid a lower income tax rate than most Americans. Polis has long opposed income taxes. He says a value-added tax on purchases or a wealth tax would be a better and more equitable approach. Drivers along I-70 east of Idaho Springs should be prepared to deal with sun glare. CDOT is warning travelers that the seasonal nuisance is back. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Sun glare becomes dangerous when the sun's position in the sky lines up directly with the road. The bright light can shine into the front windows of eastbound cars and trucks, making it hard for drivers to see. Along I-70, it's at its worst from early November through February, and any moisture on the road makes things even more dangerous. It typically lasts from sunrise until 8:30 a.m. CDOT says the best way to stay safe is to slow down. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Hospitals around the state are bracing for an onslaught of COVID-19 patients this month. Dr. Diane Janowitz is an infectious disease physician at St. Mary's Medical Center in Grand Junction. She says current hospital admissions are the highest they've been since this time last year.
We're anticipating a much higher burden of patients who are admitted to the ICU as well as the hospital.
Janowitz hopes the picture improves now that the vaccine has been approved for children ages 5 to 11. This is CPR News and KRCC.